it's wedding season, and we're going to talk a little bit about wedding etiquette this morning with Marie Dubuque. Marie is a certified life coach, etiquette expert, and author as well, including some books of interest, The Party Guest Survival Guide and Social Situations 101, from dodging boring cocktail parties to dealing with conniving relatives and everything in between. Marie, good morning.
Hi, Jim. Well, do you have a lot of weddings to go to this summer? It seems like either you have like a million weddings to go to and then none at all for the next 10 years. Doesn't it seem like that?
They go in spurts.
Right, right.
And it's kind of difficult sometimes because we kind of get used to it for a while, then we get out of that habit again, and all of a sudden we're thrust back in and we are a little confused sometimes.
Exactly.
About what are we supposed to do?
I know, and that's the problem. And then you're like, well, what gift do I get, and what's the appropriate gift? That's the biggest question that I get, and this is what I always tell people. The minute you get that invitation, go to the registry and find the gift that is the cheapest, honestly, because the more expensive ones will stay on the registry longer, and you do not have to stick to the registry at all. It's just a suggestion, and it makes me mad when people act like it's a demand when it's just a suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Is there, when it comes to things like that, like wedding gifts, is there kind of a standard of some sorts where I have to spend X amount of dollars considering that I am related this way to the bride and groom?
That's so tricky. If it's family, usually you spend a little bit more, but I'm telling you, in this economy, do not feel bad, because, and this sounds so trite, but it's true, the thought that counts. If you're struggling, don't go into debt to get some family member a wedding gift, and if they guilt you about it, you want nothing to do with them, because that makes me just so furious when people do that. And you know what else really upsets me is when people ask for cash for like a honeymoon or a house. There are these websites like Hatch My House is one, and some other honeymoon money site where you can go and you can donate to their wedding or their house or their honeymoon. And you should never ask for cash, ever, ever, ever. And do not give cash either.
Well, it's an interesting thing because we do get into the situation this time of the year where we do have so many weddings, and we just think that the bride and groom are all stressed out, but sometimes it's the guests and the other folks that get really stressed out, and these issues can really cause some problems for folks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you don't know. Let's say there's so many blended families now, and so you've got these exes, and where do you put them? So this is what I tell people to do. Of course, seat them on opposite sides of the room, but assign somebody to mediate, to try to keep them apart, someone that you really, really trust, and say, look, would you mind just watching these two, keeping them apart? If they get together and start an argument, try to get them away from each other. So someone who's really diplomatic and who you can trust, who will handle that job. And you don't have to.
Yeah. What about attendance at these different types of events? Sometimes we get in different types of situations. We might get an invitation that really we maybe don't want to attend. We might not get an invitation to one we'd like to attend. We might think maybe just the reception only and maybe not
right.
Go to the wedding. I mean, what's appropriate?
Well, I have been invited to some of these out-of-town weddings where the wedding is in the morning and the reception is in the evening. I don't know anybody. What am I supposed to do for 6 hours? So to me, that's rude for the bride and the groom to do this. But if you're in that situation, say, sorry, I'm only can attend the reception, because you have a good reason. And if you don't want to go to a wedding, say you don't have the money to, if it's out of town or you have to get a gift or whatever, just say, look, I'm so sorry, I have a previous commitment. Don't lie, just say you have a previous commitment. That commitment could be organizing your sock drawer. But, and here's the but, we all live in a big, small town, so if you say that, you got to stay home so that no one sees you anywhere. That's the problem. But I am fine. If it's not a very good friend, you don't want to go to the wedding, you can't afford it, don't go.
You know, sometimes I've seen women especially get into a situation where they are asked to be perhaps a bridesmaid. And maybe it's a young person who is still in college or just getting started, really doesn't have a lot of money. And some of those bridesmaids' dresses get kind of expensive. And maybe they're thinking, I'll sit this one out. How do
right.
you do stuff like that?
Oh, right. And I don't blame them, because it's getting so out of control expensive. You got to buy this ugly bridesmaid's dress. A lot of times the bridesmaids have to plan the shower and the bachelorette party and all that. And this is what I say, look, if this is not a good friend, you really can't do it, you're really stretched, say to the person, look, money is so tight right now, and I just don't have the time or the energy to commit to your wedding, and it should be the most special day for you, and you need somebody in that position as a bridesmaid who can just devote all their time and energy to you to make it a special day, but I can't, and I hope you understand. So just put the onus on them. It's them. It's you know, they need somebody better than you, basically.
You know, Marie, I've seen a trend these days in a lot of things. It might be graduations, weddings, different types of things where you're inviting people to parties where some folks are traditionalists and want to see that actual invitation come in the mail and get it right there in their hand. It seems like now I'm seeing more and more folks using things like Facebook and some of the social media sites to post things like that and to try to get folks involved and what have you. Are you seeing more of a trend that, and is it bothering people?
I think it's great. My son, he's a junior in high school, but he's already, this year, been invited to a lot of graduation parties, and half of them have been in-the-mail invitations, and half of them have been Facebook invitations. But I'm fine with that. Save the trees. Do the Facebook invitation. But the thing, what he tells me is, I don't need to bring a gift. And I'm like, what? Of course you have to bring a gift. He's like, no, most people don't bring gifts. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Then they're all rude. You bring a gift. So that's what I emphasize. You do not show up at a party without a gift. Even if it's a small $10 gift card, I don't care. You don't show up empty-handed, period.
Marie, are people sticking to kind of the old traditional ways of paying for some of the things, like the bride's family would be responsible for certain things, the groom's family for certain things? Are folks sticking with some of those traditions?
I've seen that change. I really have, because I've seen brides and grooms pay for it themselves because their parents couldn't afford it. And so then they ask for money. And I'm saying, and then this is what I tell them. Look, if you cannot afford a wedding, don't have it. Put the money towards a house. Don't have a wedding and ask for cash. Weddings are not a profit-making venture. But I have seen it all different ways. And sometimes the parents will help as much as they can, and then the bride and groom will pay for it. But here's the thing. People forget their weddings. It's so stressful that a lot of these brides, they forget the whole thing. And all it is a stress-filled day. So go elope and save your money towards a house, towards retirement, towards your future kids' college education. I just think there's too much emphasis on weddings and not enough on the marriage. Honestly.
And some folks are trending that way, it seems like,
yes.
Too, to kind of get away from the traditional big marriage, big reception thing and maybe just going off and having a wedding somewhere and just a small informal party later.
I think that is a wonderful idea, because I can't stand the thought of these people going into debt for one day.
It's a tough way to start a life together.
Right. And these women, they get so caught up in the wedding, they forget about the marriage. You need to put that energy into the marriage and making that work. Forget about the day. 50% of marriages don't last. So instead, put your focus on how am I going to make sure this marriage lasts and is this person right for me, rather than focusing on the wedding. And then the next day they're disappointed because the wedding didn't go the way they wanted to. And here they are stuck with this guy they really didn't want to be with.
Well, and sometimes it's outside pressure from family and friends.
Yes. Right, because they get cold feet, but then, oh my gosh, they've already spent all this money and all the deposits for all their venues, and they can't back out now.
Mm-hmm.
See? And that's scary. Back out. That's what I say.
Well, and sometimes things can happen late before we get to that magic day as well. You've got bachelor parties and bachelorette parties and things. Are there limits and guidelines and things there, too?
Oh my gosh, Jim, how many times have you seen the bride or the groom, and people say, well, you're being sexist because you're saying it's the groom. But no. Brides or grooms, they show up hungover, looking like the cat drugged them in on their wedding day because they spent the night before drinking and just, I don't know what they do at these bachelor and bachelorette parties. But whatever you do, don't do it the night before. And honestly, does it have to be this big drunk fest? Somebody told me that for their bachelor party, they went to a ball game. And I'm thinking, that is a great idea. Forget about these strippers and the limousines and the drinking. Just go do something wholesome. Do I sound like a prude, Jim, or what? But I really would like to see that change.
Well, the things are changing. We're seeing things trend to a different way. And one of the ways that you could find out more is maybe read up a little bit, too. Marie, I love the books that you have there, too. I wish you'd make your titles more descriptive.
I know. Isn't that the truth? But it's the thing. That's why I got into this, because people get in these situations where they're really uncomfortable. And you think, oh, we all love to go to parties and weddings and all that, but we don't. most of us are miserable and are dreading them. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Well, sometimes that can be the case. How can they get their hands on some of those?
Oh, you can go to youtube.com/mannersbymarie, and there I have a link to my books, and I do all kinds of videos on all these etiquette situations, and I love to hear comments from people.
All right. And we can follow Marie on Twitter as well.
Right.
Very good.
Right, thank you so much, Jim. And do you have a lot of weddings booked for this summer? Do you have to go to a lot this summer?
Not right now, but I'm afraid you just opened the floodgates.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Marie, thanks for your time, and
thank
have a great
so
season.
Much. You too. Bye-bye now.